The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I'm so glad you're here and we get to spend a little time together. Summer is wrapping up, it feels like. And instead of feeling totally relaxed from taking some time this summer, things were just getting more and more stressful. So we're going to talk about in this podcast how to find little moments that feel like vacations. Producer Tom gives such good advice. That's at the beginning of the podcast. And towards the end, we're going to talk about the things that can scare and scar your children that you would never anticipate. This is so hard because I still do not even like hearing about the movie Hocus Pocus, because when I was a kid, I saw part of it accidentally at my friend's house, you know, in October. My parents would never have let me watch that. I mean, I'm not letting my kids watch it. And it still terrifies me. I'm 34. So you have to be so careful what your kids see, but some stuff you think is fine is still not. Vacationing with children is just not necessarily relaxing.
No, not at all, Joy.
Sometimes it's not even fun. Let's be straight. I'm learning this because I have a 2-year-old, but Tom has 4 kids. You've been at this forever.
Yeah.
And I think I need to redefine my definition of a vacation. So I wanted to ask you what little moments feel like a vacation as a parent that I can label as that, because it's not going to be trips anymore.
All right. So you know that moment you get your kid strapped in the car seat?
Yes.
And then you have to loop around to the driver's side.
Yes, it's very quick.
That's a vacation for me. Woo, I'm at Disney.
What are you talking about? I'm so sad. That's literally a vacation.
That is
those
vacation.
Like 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay, I wonder what I could try tonight. Maybe when I get home from work, I'll sit in the car for a full minute by myself.
Boom. Yeah. Where are you going to be? Universal? You got to put it in your head somewhere you want to be.
I'm on a roller coaster. Pets are treated like royalty in most homes. That's why I don't have one. I don't have that kind of time. I need to take care of a child. So I was at a restaurant today sitting outside, and this couple had their corgi with them, which are the cutest little dogs. But at one point, the woman was holding the corgi like a baby on its back, and she was feeding it watermelon off of her spoon. I mean, I was mesmerized, and I think she saw me staring, and she looked at her husband and said, "You know, maybe our little pup is a little bit too spoiled." And I thought, maybe? I want to be that corgi. No one feeds me watermelon. If you feel like you're having the same fight over and over again in your marriage, you are not alone, but that's also not a bad thing. My husband and I went back to marriage counseling today for the first time in forever, just because I wanted a tune-up. And the counselor said most fights in a marriage can't even be resolved, which can sound discouraging, but he said that fights don't have simple solutions. They come about because you have different personalities and you see the world in a different way. So most fights are just a situation that needs to be managed by the two of you. And when it comes up again, it just means it needs to be re-managed. And it changed everything about how I see our conversations. Having the same fight over and over doesn't mean we're in trouble. It just means we're going to have to renegotiate how we handle these things again. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually healthy. Just taking a quick second to interrupt this podcast to tell you about our amazing sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. Think for a second about what you could do with a little more money every single month. Things are so expensive right now that I've been going to Costco and buying my son's diapers in bulk. I'm trying to find the right gas stations to go to save a few cents every single gallon. We're being smart in every area of our lives financially, but maybe not with your mortgage. This could be a great time for you to refinance and just find out what your monthly payment could be with United Faith Mortgage. In fact, my husband and I looked into it in 2020, decided it wasn't the right time for us financially, and then went through with it in 2021. And United Faith Mortgage gave us a great experience because they have this direct lender advantage, which means there's no middleman. And that can often save you monthly and lifelong money. More money every single month could help your family this summer. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Just find out what United Faith Mortgage could do for you by going to UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
You don't need to hear the bad news that happened in the world today. Instead, let's talk about the joyful news. Imagine while you're driving down the road, you notice an 84-year-old woman with her walker booking it on the side of the highway. It raises some questions. It really did happen in Tennessee, and a police officer named Lance stopped to check on her, and she said she had to make it to her hair appointment, and she took the bus, and it stopped a mile away from where her salon was. So he offered to give her a ride. They chatted on the way, became friends, and he made sure she got there on time for her perm. Listen, that's a really big deal to a woman. But I'm concerned about this lady. Who's going to take her to her next appointment? We need to find out where she lives and intervene. Thank God it's Friday. I feel it deeply today. And we want to send you into the weekend with a smile on your face. And our favorite way to do that is to make Tom laugh.
Which is weird. I don't know why. Why do you like my laugh?
I can't believe Tom got to be almost 40 and he didn't discover that his laugh just brings joy to the whole world.
It's crazy.
It'll make you laugh too. So I'm going to try to make him laugh first and then you're going to have an opportunity.
Crickets. I'm just kidding.
I hope I haven't used this joke on him before. He's not going to like it. How does NASA plan a party?
Ooh, I don't know, but I have a feeling it's going to be good, hopefully.
I think I messed it up.
How does NASA plan a party?
Yep.
Okay, what?
They plan it.
like a planet.
You're not supposed to say planet in the joke.
So you said the joke in the joke.
Listen. I'm so tired today. Maybe it's like, how does NASA throw a party? That's what I should have said.
Oh, they plan it. Yeah.
You're going to do so much better than I did today because I messed up my joke. Okay.
About delivery, really.
I know. And I totally messed it up. If you think you can make Tom laugh, you can win a prize.
All right. You ready to crack me up? Go for it.
Hey, this is Garrett. How are you?
Man, doing great, man. Love the energy. You got a good joke?
I do.
I'm sorry. You're making us laugh. We haven't even heard a joke.
He came in hot, but it's good.
You have a contagious laugh, sir.
Okay. So why did the fish blush when it was swimming in the ocean?
Why?
Because it saw the ocean's bottom.
That's good.
You're not always going to get it right as a parent, but it's good to learn from those who fail. So Tom, he said he messed up with his son, and I just want to hear about it.
Yeah, so I got four kids, and my six-year-old loves Spider-Man, right? The movie.
Of course, yes.
So we're watching The Amazing Spider-Man, and here comes my two-year-old. He's sitting on the couch, and he's watching it, and in my head, I'm like, it's Spider-Man. It should be okay, right?
Yeah.
The villain in this Spider-Man is a huge lizard.
Which doesn't sound that scary, but I'm sure it's not delightful.
Yeah, like Maddox, my two-year-old, was not freaking out or anything.
Okay.
Until we put him in the bath later that evening. And
ever since,
the bath, he is worried that Lizard Man is going to come through the drain.
I forget that it, too. They're like, they don't know it's physically impossible for anything like that to fit up the drain. He's like, it's totally coming. So he won't bathe?
Well, he does because we force him to, but he's crying the whole time. And I feel bad.
I'm like,
I promise, Lizard Man, Daddy knows Spider-Man. And if anything were to happen, Spider-Man's coming to the house. There's no lizard coming out of this drain.
Fine, Tom. I'll dress up as Spider-Woman and come fix this.
Yeah, that's when I call you. Be ready.
Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.